Hello. Yes, sir, Mr. President.
I was thinking that it might be useful for you to give that sending our data with regard to, you know, which one do you want to see, President, and the rest, to the political meeting tomorrow, and then hit McGregor hard on it, and also Dole and so forth and so on, to see if we can sort of get them to sort of pick up that thing and call them, and of course, naturally kick them in the ass a little. You see?
I think it'd be good.
I'll hit it, but it's quite self-serving for me to do so. I'll do it in a subtle way, but somebody's got to do it very directly.
So I can bring it up and
you can sort of call. I particularly want you to bring it to Conway's attention, as I told you.
Mm-hmm.
But the more I think about it, I think that may be a factor here in this whole thing. People may think, well, hell, it's in, he's in, so we can...
That's right.
We don't have to desert our party. The hell with it. He's going to win anyway.
That's right, and that's where Conway becomes a key guy, because as a Democrat speaking, he...
And he can say that the president needs a vote of confidence as he continues to negotiate for an honorable peace in Vietnam and not peace with surrender.
Right.
If his vote of confidence is he continues to vote with to deal with the Russians and the Chinese. I mean, that's give our president a big vote of confidence.
It goes really beyond just the present state of the negotiations. It goes
right.
It goes really
because we, in the next 4 years, let's be sure that we know that the Russians and the Chinese. The line that I would use, that I may be using even myself, but others can use it more effectively. The whole world is going to be watching this election.
Mm-hmm.
The men in Hanoi will be watching it. The men in Moscow will be watching it. The men in Peking.
Mm-hmm.
And if we give the president a big vote, he will be more effective. You can strengthen his hand in negotiating a generation of peace. See my point?
Strengthen his hand.
Strengthen his hand. But the world is going to be watching. The men in Moscow will be watching. The men in Peking. The men in Hanoi.
That's a great line.
How about that?
Yeah, great line.
Now get that in a commercial. And I just feel very strongly that it's possible that McGregor isn't going forward on that negative ad stuff enough. I don't know.
Well, that's something.
Did you check it in after I talked to you?
I called for Holman. He was hung up, so I haven't. But I've asked my assistant to get me the schedules. I hope to have him here tonight, and then I can. I want to look at the local schedules because that may be as important to us as. As anything else, just to see. I mean, if it's being saturated, it doesn't.
Don't let the money. Don't let the money be an object. By God, best do it.
Well, that's where we may have to kick over the traces or break a little china in the process, because you know,
we do not want to be spend it this last time. You know. So.
Well, there's always that question of momentum. You know, you hate to go into the last week of a campaign and feel that your momentum is slipping at all. I don't feel it is, but
as a matter of fact. Just talking to Ziegler, and he asked him about it. I really think, Chuck, in a sense, although I would never have done it before, that finishing with this sixth state, really going out and wang, 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 and doing radio tomorrow, television Thursday, then six states in 2 days. Do you realize that six states will bring us about up to how many states McGovern has been in total?
I didn't realize that. But
I think he's only been in 20.
Yeah, he's concentrated. That's right. He's,
see, he's, we're going to bring ourselves up. See, he's not been to some of these at all.
Well, I resisted it before very, very hard because
so did I.
I didn't want McGovern to draw you out into the campaign. That's the major.
But you see, doing it.
But on the
I'm
sure.
Well, as I told Ziegler too, I said no. And Ron had already gotten the point. He's smart to see it. I said you can point out. I said we're doing this on the right after getting a poll showing we're way ahead.
Exactly.
So we're not doing it out of desperation. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do.
Well, those were my two concerns were, number one, that McGovern would succeed in drawing you out of the White House, which I think up until this weekend would have been a terrible mistake. The second thing is that it might have looked, had the polls been closing, like we were reacting to pressure, and then you get a kind of a thing that feeds on itself.
You see, today, too, I had the picture taken in the office of signing the last bill.
Yep.
So that's done, see. And tomorrow I do radio. And next week, see, we're sort of positioned.
Well, yes, it's moved beautifully, Mr. President. The play we got yesterday with the old folks, I'm still shaking my head in disbelief. We got such a hell of a good ride out of signing HR1 and the led the New York Times this morning, and it was page one all over the place.
Right.
Damn good TV, damn good radio. Your radio speech on the aging yesterday was excellent, just right, and the stories that have flowed out of that have been good.
You want to so tell Haldeman, I told him, I want that run in the morning, by morning radio time. Let's saturate that radio. Any good radio talk we've got, run in the morning. Let's, you know, we can buy that time. That doesn't cost us much, don't you agree?
You mean rerun the radio?
Rerun it?
Sure.
Rerun it? Hell yes.
Yeah, the radio stuff is awfully good. Really is.
Yeah.
Damned effective. technique that I don't think the other... Well, they've gotten onto it with their spots, but they haven't gotten onto using it the way you've used it. I talked to Harris after... After we met this afternoon, Mr. President, and he... God, he has just been deluged with calls. He said that every political reporter in the country has called him, and they're all saying, well, this is it, it's all over, and he's kind of been confirming that to him. He really believes it, too. He just thinks now it's...
It is over. We've won the election. We're going to win the election, but the question is the amount.
He's hanging on to the 65-35, he said.
It isn't going to be that, but 60-40 is what we're going to get.
He pointed out an interesting thing to me, which I had forgotten, but it's a point that Scanlon made this morning, and that is that the straw poll of the Chicago Sun-Times has been incredibly consistent through the entire series that they've run of their statewide straw poll, and they're up to 25,000, and they've got 60.4 to 39.6. Well, if you're doing that in Illinois...
They have that now?
Yes, sir. If they're doing that, let's see, 10-29, well, that was the end of their first series. That was on Sunday. If they're doing that now in Illinois, if you do 60-40 in Illinois, and you add in the South and other states where we're stronger than Illinois, then you figure that the national total will be above 60-40. In other words, if we're at 60-40 in Illinois, and assuming that's reliable, that's 25,000 straws. That's a hell of a big poll. Then, as Harris points out, and Scanlon had said the same thing to me this morning, and I forgot it, if that's where you are in Illinois, you're better than that nationally. And so it may... Lou may be right. He's...
That depends on California, which has an enormous bang.
Yeah, that's right.
It's number of votes. You won't do 60-40 there, but...
No, but you'll be closer. I mean, Massachusetts will be close, and some of the others will be close, but it...
But that doesn't matter. Massachusetts doesn't matter. Michigan will be close. Michigan will be closer. Massachusetts will, but they are still not... When you can add Michigan and Massachusetts together, and it equals New York.
That's right. That's right. Well, you had Pennsylvania was... They had a little survey on NBC tonight. It was...
What did it show?
Douglas Kuiker was... Well,
oh, sure.
Yeah, but it was quite clear that it was going for us. It said that the neutrality of I.W. Abel was neutralizing the areas of western Pennsylvania where the Democrats had to get a big majority in order to offset Nixon country in the eastern part of the state, and pointed out the Rizzo implications. I mean, the fact that Rizzo was with us was neutralizing, and the fact very low registration among the blacks in Philadelphia.
Good.
Same thing that Sinlinger said, that blacks are very, very low turnout, he expects, of blacks. So it was kind of interesting that Pennsylvania...
That may be a factor that will help us. All of these polls...
That's right.
...are factoring in blacks at about what they think they're going to vote at.
11%. Anywhere from 9 to 11%, depending on the pollster. That's right.
And they aren't going to vote that heavy.
No.
I don't think.
I don't think the blacks will. I think they're the easiest group in the electorate to turn off. And if you've got any apathy at all, it's going to be felt there first felt less at the higher, better educated, higher income levels. McGovern apparently has reacted very angrily to the Harris poll, which is on all the networks tonight.
Is it on the networks?
Wait, yes, sir. It was on NBC and ABC. I haven't seen... CBS has just started, so I'd only seen a minute of it. But he was asked about it, and he apparently blew his cork and said it's inaccurate information. And I don't trust any of the polls, and this one in particular is erroneous and wrong. He apparently just instead of ignoring it and saying we're going to win anyway, he got mad at it and called it inaccurate, which makes Lou just all the more determined to keep it moving our way. But dumb thing for him to do.
Give me a call me back when you get the CBS, see what they did.
Yes, sir. I'll call you after they're through.